From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Donald Trump takes over as the 45th president of the United States. In his inaugural address, the 70-year-old Trump told hundreds of thousands gathered on the National Mall in Washington that under his administration, America would look after its own people and its own interests first. He told those gathered that for too long, politicians and corporations had enriched themselves while leaving the country behind.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again.
Trump said that his administration would restore jobs lost to overseas ventures while boosting U.S. employment with reconstruction of the country's deteriorating roads, bridges, and other infrastructure.
America will start winning again, winning like never before. We will bring back our jobs. We will bring back our borders. We will bring back our wealth. And we will bring back our dreams.
The new president touched only briefly on U.S. foreign policy, but emphasized his administration would put the United States first in all decisions. He vowed to eradicate radical Islamic terrorism and said America would respect the rights of all nations to govern themselves as they see fit. After a luncheon with members of Congress, the new first family led the inaugural parade down Washington's Pennsylvania Avenue. The Trumps will attend three inaugural balls in Washington. For more on this story, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In one of his first acts as president, Donald Trump signed an executive order that directs federal agencies to ease the economic burden of the Affordable Care Act known as Obamacare. White House spokesman Sean Spicer also told reporters that Trump's chief of staff, Rince Priebus, is sending a memo to agencies directing an immediate regulatory freeze. Trump also signed the commissions for his defense secretary, James Mattis, and his homeland security secretary, John Kelly, who were confirmed by the Senate on Friday. Vice President Mike Pence swore both men into their new jobs Friday night.
Black Lives Matter!
Protesters clashed with police in Washington shortly after Donald Trump took the oath of office. Black-clad demonstrators smashed storefront windows and scattered broken glass along a major street in downtown Washington. Hundreds of police used pepper spray to corner a group of about 75 protesters in the entrance of an office building, beginning a standoff that ended with dozens of arrests. Defeated Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has agreed to relinquish power and leave the country, according to incoming President Adama Barrow. The decision came after Guinea and Mauritania's presidents arrived in Gambia's capital, that is, early Friday, to convince Jammeh to cede power and leave the country or face military action. The 15-nation Economic Community of West African States gave Jammeh until midday local time to relinquish power. He asked for an extension and later agreed to step down. President Adama Barrow narrowly won December's elections. Jammeh, who once vowed to rule Gambia for a billion years, initially accepted the results but then changed his mind, citing alleged voting irregularities. Italian rescue teams say 10 people, including two children, were found alive Friday in a hotel buried by an avalanche nearly 2 days ago in the central part of the country. Workers dug all night long through deep snow and debris in their search for some 30 missing people. The avalanche that hit the four-star Hotel Rigopiano on Wednesday in the town of Forindole was likely triggered by a series of strong earthquakes that rattled the central region of Abruzzo earlier in the day. An up day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing trading higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.5%, while the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closed 0.3% higher. European and Asian markets were mixed. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.